It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Thousands of protesters gathered at the state capitol and marched in downtown Denver Tuesday for a sixth day of demonstrations against police brutality. Antoinette Franklin has been part of the protests in Denver on several days. She says it's encouraging to watch the crowds get larger.
I feel proud of everybody who's taken the time out of their day, out of their quarantine, to come and be a part of something that is much bigger than just themselves. One voice may seem like it doesn't matter, but it does.
Franklin says she hopes the protests continue and that it will take decades to undo the damage caused by racial injustice in the U.S. A bill in the state legislature would create more accountability for police misconduct. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The measure appoints the state's attorney general as an independent investigator of all instances where law enforcement's use of force results in death or serious bodily injury. It would also allow law enforcement officers to be sued individually and require all law enforcement to use body cameras and to collect and report data on stops. Democratic Senate President Leroy Garcia will be one of the main sponsors.
There are some good officers out there. There are officers who are true American heroes. But we have officers, too, that are well-documented, that lack integrity, that are abusing their power. And we share an obligation as the General Assembly to address these inequities and challenges.
The bill is expected to be introduced this week. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver Broncos head coach Vic Fangino says the death of George Floyd makes him sad and angry, but he says he doesn't see any racism in the NFL. Fangino made his comments during a remote press conference Tuesday. He says the U.S. would be better off if it functioned like the Football League.
We're a league of meritocracy. You earn what you get. You get what you earn. I don't see racism at all in the NFL. I don't see discrimination in the NFL.
Fangino called Floyd's death a societal issue. Colorado weather is getting warmer toward the weekend. Highs near 90 around Denver this afternoon. 90s in Pueblo and in Grand Junction. 80s in Colorado Springs today and getting warmer. This is CPR News.